بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله we have been hearing almost every dhikr majlis that we have. We hear some virtues of dhikrullah, some benefit of dhikrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that make the dhikr of Allah in abundance so that you may become successful. So the one who makes dhikrullah, he gains success. And obviously the one who refrains from dhikrullah, who stays away from dhikrullah, then for him there is khusran, for him there is a loss. He is unsuccessful. The dhakir is successful in dunya and akhirat. But of course, the real success a person gains in the akhirat. So, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah reminds us to make abundant dhikr so that we may become successful. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may gain success. And success of the akhirat is when a person gains jannat. He is saved from the fire of Jahannam and he gets the real success, that is, he is entered into jannat. So the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O believers, let not your wealth and your children divert you from the dhikr of Allah. Let them not make you negligent and neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. Whosoever does so, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, then they are utter losers. They will not be successful in the hereafter. Dhikrullah brings itminan of the heart. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the dhikr of Allah, person feels the tranquility of the heart, serenity, sukoon. He feels so beautiful. He feels peace. He feels serenity. He feels the coolness. The one who does not make the dhikr of Allah, who turns away from dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. For him is a very wretched life, a very narrow and tight life, a life that is constrained, it is constricted. وَنَحْشُرُوهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, we will raise him blind. So dhikr refers to Qur'an, to sunnah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person who is ghafil of the dhikr of Allah, his life in dunya also is wretched and miserable. And his life hereafter will also be wretched and miserable. In dunya, he will not gain the serenity, the peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. But the one who makes the dhikr of Allah, he feels the peace. He feels the tranquility. And especially the one who is a true dhakir, the moment he takes a few steps in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately he feels some direction in his life. He feels that sukoon in his life. He feels that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begins to enjoy his ibadat. He begins to enjoy his communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously he did not know what dua meant. Now when he is making the dhikr of Allah and is getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he begins enjoying talking to Allah. He sheds those tears of repentance, tawbah, istighfar, nadamat. Now he wants to frequent the masjid. He wants to remain in the masjid. He feels like a fish in the water, not like a fish out of the water. Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So there are so many virtues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَّاكِرَاتٍ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. For those who make the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, I have prepared for them maghfirat, forgiveness, and a great reward in the hereafter. But that person, وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكُ عَذَابًا سَعَدًا. That person who turns away from the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, he will enter a very painful punishment. And that is the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. The person who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gathering of dhikr, we have mentioned previously also that the angels throng such a gathering. The angels surround such a gathering. But that person, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٍ. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٍ. That person who turns a blind eye to the dhikr of Allah, he becomes blind to the dhikr of Allah, then Allah says, we depute for him a shaitan. And that shaitan becomes his companion. That shaitan will take him more and more away from Allah. It will take him to bad deeds, to evil deeds, to filthy habits. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala make us true dhakireen and dhakirat. May Allah make us true shakireen and shakirat. Our mothers and sisters listening at home. Of course, dhikrullah should be done with understanding, and a person should contemplate over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How mighty, how powerful, how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When a person makes dhikr of Allah, that make with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salli. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The name of Allah is so powerful. When you take the name of Allah, then just imagine and ponder and think that every single thing in the world is saying Allah with us. The sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, the skies, the earth, the plants, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the angels, the jinn, insan, the creatures, the animals, the insects, the birds, every atom, every molecule, every particle, every single thing is saying Allah. And ponder over the greatness of Allah. Fill our hearts with the love and ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله ما لغناكم ما فرما ما لخطاكم ما فرما. يا الله هم غنيغار هم سياكار. يا الله هم كمزور هم مجرم هم. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. There is nobody else to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true dhakirin, shakirin. Make us mu'mineen, muwahideen, maqbuleen, mahbubeen, my Allah. Give us the good qualities of the muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, die with iman, raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ishq and muhabbat and your ma'rifat, my Allah. How long are we going to live in this dunya and still we don't recognize you, my Allah? Ya Allah, you blessed us with iman. We're making shukr to you for that, my Allah. You made us in the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making shukr to you for that, my Allah. You have blessed us with, ya Allah, so many bounties, my Allah. We cannot even count those bounties, my Allah. Countless bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for every bounty that you've bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, to forgive us, my Allah. Your one merciful glance, my Allah. Just one merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat now, my Allah. Make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak months have come, ya Allah. Just now they will, ya Allah, pass away, ya Allah. They will move away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and like that we will leave this world, my Allah. So many brothers and sisters have left this world, my Allah. How many janazas, ya Allah, we have attended, my Allah. Ya Allah, just now, ya Allah, we will leave this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will have to come back to you, my Allah, return to you and stand before you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we have no good amal we can present before you, my Allah. How embarrassing it will be for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rahman, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, you are most mighty and powerful, my Allah. Give us tawfiq in these Mubarak months of Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, make these months, ya Allah, a means of hidayat for us, my Allah. Tawfiq of amal salihah, my Allah. Of sincere tawbah, my Allah. Help us to shun all gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Help us to say la to all those filthy things we are doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that taqwa, my Allah. And make it be right now, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the fasla of hidayah that you will make, that when we rise from this gathering, the angel must say, qumu maghfuran lakum, that you must rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you all your sins. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of reciting extra durood sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of reciting abundant tilawat, my Allah, and your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making our 5 times, ya Allah, salat, ya Allah, every single day of our life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let a single namaz become qada, my Allah. Ya Allah, those namaz that have become qada, help us, ya Allah, to make qaza of all those salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozas become asan for us, my Allah. Give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah, our friends, our relatives, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students. Ya Allah, especially those brothers who have gathered here, our mothers, sisters and brothers listening at home, my Allah, at this very moment. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, ya Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill every person's hajat and need, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs and desires and wants, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarreen, idha da'awuk rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله all the مرحومين يا الله especially of the recent past my Allah يا الله give them جنة الفردوس يا الله grant the family صبر جميل my Allah give us also موطن إيمان يا الله all those who are sick and ailing give them complete shifa my Allah so many يا الله elderly people requested duas my Allah so many people who are sick my Allah in hospitals at home my Allah Ya Allah, they are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Young children are sick, my Allah. Some have got cancer, some have got different bimaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each person, ya Allah, sukoon and taqat and tandurusti, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance become asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Mawti al-Madina Sharif, Bari al-Jannatul Baqi, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy quotient water from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands, make us all enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Protect them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulahat, qiyya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما. All those requested duas, answer the duas also, يا الله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة يما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.